Okay, Hosea Perek Yud Aleph is a perek that is a little different in tone over the past couple of prakim. This is actually a perek where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, there is tochacha here, but most of the perek is really his expression of love and how he can't destroy the people totally, and even though he's going to send them into galus, but it won't be to what they deserve because of the history that they have with each other, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, and the end of the perek is really part of a haftorah. Again, haftorah is not going to be pure tochacha, part of a haftorah, at least for Sfardim. And then Ashkenazim are going to come in a little bit later, but this is the parak and a lot of loving, beloved psukim about the relationship in this parak, but again, not all, as we will see. The parak starts off, Ki na'ar Yisrael va'ohaveihu. Right, ki is the ambiguous ki. Is it when? Is it because? Right, a lot of the Chazal already tells four meanings, Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, what ki means. Ki na'ar Yisrael va'ohaveihu. Ki b'nei Yisrael, or is a na'ar va'ohaveihu. And I love them. So the Pashas means that b'nei Yisrael, we go back even from the time that they were very young, the beginning of their history, b'nei, leaving Mitzrayim. Na'ar Yisrael va'ohaveihu, and I love them then. Umi Mitzrayim karasi l'b'nei, and I call them b'nei, I call them my son. From a very long ago. The Rashi and the Radak both say here, this is exactly why we're going through. We're going to go through the gullus and the punishments, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu holds us to a higher standard. Right? He took us out, and we have a lot of history, and we accepted the Torah, and therefore, he expects more of us, says the Radak. Ba'odo na'ara haftiv, kihupi yosabim Mitzrayim, lefichach ani Mitzrayim alav, yosem yishar umos. Therefore, I complain about Bnei Yisrael more than the other nations. Ki mina arusam ahavtim v'hitzal the kasher over malmitzvosai alayli asram. So when they violate, I have to punish them. Kasher yaser ishes beno, because we have that special relationship. Because I'm a parent. Because I'm a father. So therefore, I have to take that into account, and they have to do better. They have to do better. There's a lot that's said on Na'ar Yisrael va'ohavehu. The Rabbi Sol Salanter points out what's Na'ar Yisrael. If you look at the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, pasuk says that Yeshua ben Nun stood at the foot of the mountain. Yeshua ben Nun Na'ar lo yamish bitocha oel. What's Na'ar? If you think about how old Yeshua ben Nun was, right? He died when he was 110, 14 years in Eretz Yisrael, 40 years back. So he's 56 years old at the time of the Luchos Parshas Kisisa. He's called Na'ar. He's called the youth. 56 says Rabbi Sol Salanter, in life we always have to have a youthful attitude. Youth is future focus, thinking about what's going to happen, the dreams that I still want to fulfill, and the goals that I still want to accomplish. That's youth. Zikna is generally characterized as looking back and not focusing on what I still have to do, but what I have done. Kinar Yisrov, Hashem loves us because we have the attitude of Nar, always looking ahead, always looking at more things to accomplish. Yeshua ben Nun always had that attitude. And all of our greats, Moshe Rabbeinu had that attitude, right? The Medrash at the end of Kisisa says what made Moshe Rabbeinu's face shine? The ink left over after he wrote the Luchos. What does that mean? It means after the Luchos, Moshe Rabbeinu could have said, I'm done, I've accomplished everything in life. What more do I have to do? No. What was that made his face shine? The leftover ink. He still concentrated on what more he had to do. Ki na'ar Yisrael, Hashem loves us when we have that attitude. Na'ar Yisrael, va'aveyu. A lot of examples of this, but that's that. The Sefer Yikarim on the last page of Ma'amar Gimel talks about how Hashem loves us as a father, and there are many different types of love that a father has, and all different psukim discuss and reflect different loves that Hashem has for us. He has all of them. Ki yafliga kasev ba'avas Hashem yisbarach es Yisrael ka'av leben mikol tzad she'efshar she'tiha ave b'neihem. With all possibilities. Number one, ba'avor shemidera ka'av le'ehov b'no ha'bechor ki hu reishis ono. And it says that in Yirmiyahu, b'ni b'chori, I'm sorry, ki ayisi li'Yisrael la'ave Ephraim b'chori hu, b'ni b'chori Yisrael. Number two, ba'avor lefamim yehava adam es ha'ben mitzad ha'sherus, that he services like a child, ka'amar ha'kosuv arpasik, kina Yisrael ba'aveyu, v'gam lefi shelefamim, because of the chashivus of the son, ha'ven yakir li Ephraim, right, yelet sha'ashuim, he talks about all the different types of love that a father has for a son. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, putting together a number of psukim from a number of Nevi'im all over. The Maimonides says maybe this is also even referring to Yaakov Avinu himself. Yaakov, you know, Na'ar Yisrael, that even when Yaakov was young, I already started taking care of him. Karu Lahem, the parak continues, Karu Lahem, the Nevi'im called to them, Kein Hochu Mepneim, but they and you, says Hoshea, turned around, Laba'alim Yizabechu, V'la Psilim Yikaterin, and they turned away. They turned away, even though we've had this strong relation, this old relationship, and there's so much that we have together, and I hold them a higher higher standard, but they didn't listen to the people I sent to bring them back. Vanochi tirgalti l'Ephraim. I was margil Ephraim. What does that mean? I gave them a ruler. Rashi has 2 days. Either this means Moshe Rabbeinu, tirgalti Ephraim, to Ephraim calling the Jews of Ephraim up north. Or Ephraim, Rashi quotes the Medrash that Rashi quotes also in Parshas Vayechi, the Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma, that when Yaakov was about to give the brachas to Yosef, to his sons, Ben Asher and Ephraim, he sees in the future Ephraim, Yeravam, and Achav. And he thinks that these royal bracha, and Yosef Davin, and the Ruach HaKodesh returned to Yaakov, and he gave a bracha to Ephraim. So that's again, Ephraim. Even when I saw the evil, I still gave the bracha. Kacham al zro osav, he put them, let's say he's talking about Moshe, the first day of Rashi, he put them on his arms and he carried them. V'lo yadu ki refasim, but they didn't know that everything that they have is because I healed them. What does this mean? This is probably like the pasuk in Parashat B'Shalach. B'chol machla shatani b'shayim lo'asim alecha, ki ani Hashem rofecha. Any machla I won't give them because I am Hashem, their healer. And all the mefarshim ask, what do you mean? If it's their healer, so then what do you mean that they're not going to be sick? It says, kol machla shatani lo'asim alecha. So the answer is the best medicine is preventative medicine. They don't realize all the things that don't happen to them is because of me. And that's what he says here too. V'lo yadu ki refasim. We have to recognize that all refuah and all non-illness comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The Shulchan Aruch, we've quoted in the past quotes, especially Yerushalmi, to say, before we take medicine, the Shulchan Aruch has it by bloodletting, but really the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achronim, that by any time you take medicine, Yerushalmi, Ofadach Hashem Elokai, Shia Esek Zelil Refuah, Ki Rofe Chinamata, right, and to say that Yerushalmi, to recognize that Hashem is the ultimate Rofe. Bechavle Adam Emshachem, Ba'avosos Ava, I'm pulling them with Chavle Adam, the Rishonim say, not with Chavle Behema, which are there to pull hard, Bechavle Adam, when for a child, the father has a child, doesn't want him to get lost, he puts him a little bit, maybe those little baby leashes that they have, but either way, it's something soft, it's not meant to pull hard, and that's what's meant, Rashi says, it's rachamim, mishichas rachamim, that's said here, b'chavli adam, that's what I'm trying, ultimately it's not going to turn out to be rachamim, or maybe it is rachamim in a different way, but I've tried, I've sent neviim, I'm trying, says Hosea, b'avosos ha'ava, with ropes of love, with ropes of love, va'ehi lohem kemerime ol alechem. I'm like a farmer that lift up the ol. Some farmers are really harsh on their animals, on their oxen, and others are softer and lighter. I'm like one of the ones that are softer. I lift up the ol on their cheeks, va'at elav ochil, and I give them food. We'll get to another shot of that, Ben Hashem, in a minute. But let's go back to the first half of the pasuk. Abavoso sa'ava. The Chazon Ish probably is the one that made this lashon famous. It's used by many, this language, when you want to talk about love and love for fellow Jews. Bavosos Ava, the Chazon Ish, in the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, in Siman Beis, talks about the din of Moridim v'lo Malin, the din of Mumarim, and leaving people in pits, and pushing people into pits. Says the Chazon Ish, none of that applies b'zman hazeh. V'nira dein din Moridim ala b'zman shashkachasu yisparak galuya. That's only where there's hashkachas Hashem, and everybody sees miracles going on, and in the face of that, people are mevazeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'mo b'zman shayu nisim mitzuyen, u'mishamish baskol, v'tzadiki yador tachas hashkacha pratis, haniris lein kol, v'akofrin oz hu b'nezilus. Binilizus miyuchedes batayas hayetzel atavas vafkeres. If somebody rejects God when God is open and miraculous, so that's something that's terrible. Va'az hayabir rishom gidro shel olam. Then destroying rishayim, that is a proper thing to do. Shakol yadu, and everybody would know ki adachas adar maybe peronis la olam. Aval bizman ha'helam, but in our day shenichrasa ha'emuna min dalas ha'am emuna. It takes such a back seat. Ain b'maisa rather gather a piritza lo suffers a piritza. If we act this way to people who don't believe, it'll cause more people not to believe. It'll push people more from believing, from Judaism. Shehe b'neim kim maisa shchasa. They'll think it's just almut. They'll think it's just bullying. Chas b'shalom. V'kivet shekol atzmin l'sakein es adin, l'sakein, ein adin no heg b'shash ein bo tikun. So the whole purpose of this is to have a tikun. V'aleinu l'achziram b'avosos ahava. Right, he got there from this pasuk, the Chazon Ish knew Hosea. Ulahamidam bekeren ora b'mashav yadenu maga'as. That's what we have to do, and that's what, of course, Avraham Avinu did. Avraham Avinu did in 4 cities, started talking to people, as the Rambam describes at length in the beginning of Hilchos Avodas Kochavim. He doesn't describe that Avraham banged them over the head and said, this is what you have to do. No, Avraham went around and spoke to them about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, oh, this is what you have to do. And they say, oh, we thank you. No, Avraham Avinu says, Kim. He used to go around, and in that way, Ajin is Kapsu, the Rambam says, Alafim v'rivavos, because he went and was modia l'kol echad v'echad l'fi daito, ad sheyachziruhu l'derech ha'emes. And that's what it is. He brought him back, b'avzos ha'ahava. The Gemara in Shabbos Peites darshins this pasuk also, b'chavli adamem shachim b'avosos ahava. What does that mean? Hashem took us down the ropes of ahava. The Gemara says that we could have gone down to Mitzrayim in chains and shackles. Yaakov could have gone down in chains and shackles, but instead what happened? Instead he went down with lots of kavod. He was the father of the viceroy. That's what the Gemara says. But if you think about it, let me just find the language of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Roy haya Yaakov Avinu l'red l'mitzrayim b'shal shloshal barzel. Ela shez chuso garmalo. And he quotes our pasuk, b'chavad alem shachim, that it was a different rope, meaning he should have gone down in chains. But the answer of Nevinzal, page Reis Sadi in Breishes, but one second, so what Yaakov, what was the mechir for this, for not going down in chains? That he lost his son for 22 years, and he thought he didn't have Olam Haba for 22 years, and Ruach HaKodesh just Stalka Mimenu. So wouldn't Yaakov have said, you know what, I'd rather go down for a couple of days in chains, and I'll be Michael on all of the rest. So why not? What's the answer? Because, says Rav Nevinzal, if we would have gone down in chains, then we would have totally looked at the Mitzrayim and dreamed of being like them and been downtrodden. And we would have been totally mitarev and esbolus and itamus. And it wouldn't be that we won't go down and we're in Goshen. At least then we started off separate. And then we almost lost it. But if we would have gone down in chains, then we would have lost it totally and we would never have been able to come out. So yes, Yaakov would rather have exactly what happened, even though it seems difficult. So Hashem says, I brought you down with ropes and rachmanis. I'm like a farmer who is a light on the yoke. And then the last phrase of the pasuk, va'at elav ochil, which Rashi says, means, va'at elav ochil, hitisi lo koach lachil o ha'yisurin. I gave you koach to get through the Yisurin, the difficult times. Hashem never gives a test to someone who cannot survive it. Right? The Bali Musar say, Baruch gozer u'mekayim. Hashem is gozer at tzara, and then is mekayim, gives the person the ability to withstand the tzara. They tell a story of the Kutzker. Somebody once came to the Kutzker and said he's about to go through a terrible tzara, he's going to lose his business, it's going to be terrible, he's not going to have any money. And the Kutzker says, oh, I'm sorry, it was about a fire. There was a fire in a city, and somebody comes, and the Kutzker says to him, don't worry, the fire's not going to touch your house. He's like, what do you mean? How do you know? He says, I know. And they go to the Kutzker afterwards, and they said, how did you know? You're a Navi? He says, no, but I saw this guy couldn't handle his house burning down. And I knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't give him a test that he wouldn't be able to withstand, so that's why I knew that the fire wasn't going to touch. Fascinating. So that's Rashi's pshat. Va'at elav ochil, that I will give the ochil, I will give him the yecholes to be able to pass. The Radak just says this means differently. Va'at elav ochil, from the word ochel, food. Throughout the giving the continuation of the mashal, like a farmer who is nice on his oxen, he gives him a lot of food. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us food, gave us the man, gave us the slav in the midbar. Lo yashuv el eretz Mitzrayim, va'ashur hu malko, ki me'anu lashuv, getting back to tochacha. What does this mean? Again, machlokas Rashi the Radak. The Rashi says, lo yashuv, I promise they're not going to go back. This isn't a mitzvah, according to Rashi so far. Lo yashuv, I said, I promise I'm not going to go back. And yet, they look to go back there. They look to go back to Ashur. Ki mianu lashuv, because ultimately they refuse coming back to me. That's what all these problems were. He promised. If you look at the Radak says, lo yashuv, no, they shouldn't have. They shouldn't have gone back to Mitzrayim. Vashuru malko. And the root is ki mianu lashuv, because I know there's an isser to go back to Mitzrayim. Now, the Rambam tells us, and the Sefer Chinuch counts it, there's an isser. You can live anywhere in the world, but you can't live in Mitzrayim. Any other country is mutter. It's best to live in Eretz Yisrael. But any other country, says the Rabbah, mutter lishchon b'chala olam, chutz me'eretz Mitzrayim. That's Perek Hei, Halacha Zayin. In Hilchos Malachim, Menayama Gadol HaMaravi, Arba Meos Parsa, goes through all the dimensions. And it says three times in the Torah that you're not allowed to return to Mitzrayim. Lo tosifon lo shuba derech hazeh o, lo tosif o lirosot, lo tosif o lirosot o alalam. And Alexandria is Bechala Isser. And that's why the Rambam doesn't mention it anything here. But the Rambam doesn't mention anything about himself here. There's a letter that the Rambam signed. He's living in sin every day. But the Rambam says you're allowed to go for business. L'schor revela prakmatia. V'lich bosh atzaz acheros. V'in aser elo lehish takeyasham. only to live there permanently. Ask the Radvaz. On the same page, you have the Rambam and the Radvaz, both great rabbis in Egypt, talking about this issue about living in Egypt. So, how do you get out of this problem? Maybe there are some that say, the only issue is going back to Mitzrayim in the same way that they went to Eretz Yisrael. Kind of like undoing the Masos. And that's the reason why the Masos are listed in the Torah. Says the Radvaz, I don't think that's enough of a reason, because some of the psukim don't say baderech hazeh od, but it says just don't go there. Lo tosifu lerosam od ar olam. So why else? So some say, says the Radvaz, maybe if you went there for not to be mishtakeya, and then you ended up, you went there for business, but you ended up living there, so maybe there's no isser there, because when you went there was an asur, and then when you decided you didn't do a maisa. Okay, a little difficult. But he says that he says, what about the Rambam? Maybe it wasn't a choice. He was the doctor of the Sultan. He couldn't leave. Says, I was there for a long time too. But Baruch Hashem, now I came to Yerushalayim. Then before he died, he went to Tzfat. But that is the Radvaz and the Rambam about this pasuk. Lo yashuv al eretz Mitzrayim. But again, Pshatim of Rashi and the Radak. What's going to happen because they don't turn to me? There's going to be swords and war in their cities. But it's all because of what they did. Ve'ami, this is the beginning of some haftoris. Ve'ami tlu'im l'meshubasi. My nation is tlu'im. What does Rashi say? Tlu'im? They're mixed up. Sometimes they listen a little bit. They don't listen a little bit. They definitely don't listen with a full heart. The Radak quotes his father from the Lashon of Asham Talui. Tolui, they're not sure. It's a suffix. So they're suffix about tshuva. Maybe for a moment they'll think about it, they'll be inspired, but it's not going to last. They'll al yikra'u yachalo yirameh. Even if they call up to on high, yachad, together, lo yirameh, they're not going to exalt me. They're not exalting me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, together. And that's Barovam Hajus Melech. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for that togetherness, as we mentioned in the last parak, to be exalted from them. So they deserve to be punished. But now the last four psukim of the parak, Hashem says, Eich etencha Ephraim. How can I give over Ephraim? Amagencha Yisrael. Eich etencha ka'adma asimcha kitzvoyim. How can I treat them like admin tzvoyim? Some of the cities by stone, that were destroyed by stone, says the Radak. That's what we really deserve, based on what we have done and the status that we have. Ki chena yisal chayav lafochar tzlecha. Kama pecha stone ba'mora. Admo tzvoyim. Lafi chetacha harabim. El shenefach alai libi sholahaskis. But Hashem says, I can't. Back to the psukim. Nefach alai libi. Yachad nichmeru nichumai. My insides have thought of nechama and comforted. The Sefer Ikarim writes in Beis Yudalid, again, many examples of anthropomorphism. Here, it's not that Hashem's insides, anything, but it's his midas harachamim. Lo asa charon api, I'm not going to destroy totally. Lo ashuv l'shachis Ephraim. Ki kelanochi v'lo ish, because I'm a god. I'm a god. I'm not a man. And therefore what? I'm a god, say the Mefarshim, Rashi, the Radak, that I'm able to hold off my anger. I'm able to be Mekayim, the Nevuos, Tovos, that I've said. And I'm able to control. Ani, says the Radak, Erech HaPayim, V'lo Keben Adam, Shlo Yuchal Lispo Kaaso, V'osim Oivo Kvich HaMas V'Kaaso. Humans can't control their anger. That's a fact. But when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if he's angry, his Midas HaRachamim will overcome. Kikel anochi v'lo ish. And then the last phrase in the pasuk, Bekir b'cha kadosh v'lo ova ba'ir. Kadosh in you, I'm not going to come to the city. What does that mean? Rav Sadia Gaon, I'm not going to go to any other city besides Yerushalayim. No matter how much they reject, no matter how, even Yerushalayim, they don't worship me in the base of Migdash, I'm not going to any other city. The Gemara in Tainis, Daf Hei, Darshan's on this pasuk v'lo ova ba'ir, there is a concept of a Yerushalayim shalmala, and Yerushalayim shalmata. And Hashem says, Amr of Yochanan, based on this pasuk, my dechziv, bekirbach hakadosh lo ova ba'ir, mishum de bekirbach hakadosh lo ova ba'ir. What does that mean? Amr liachi Amr of Yochanan, Amr Kadosh Baruch Hu lo ova b'Yerushalayim shalmala, ad she'avol Yerushalayim shalmata. Right, and that's what's alluded to in this pasuk. Amik Yerushalayim lamala, is there a Yerushalayim above? In dechziv Yerushalayim abruya ki'ir shechubra la yachtov. They are together, but that's learned out from this pasuk. Lo ova ba'ir. Acharei Hashem yelchu ka'aryeh yishag, and eventually. Many Mepharshim say this is talking about the future. This, remember, they're still in Eretz Yisrael at this point, when Hoshea is giving the Nevuah. He's prophesizing that they're going to be destroyed, they're going into Golis, but there's going to be a Kibbutz Golias in the future. They will follow the lion, Ki Hu Yishag. The Malbim says, there's a stage of Aryeh Yishag, and then Hu Yishag. In Golis, it's Aryeh. The lion symbolizes all the different governments that we will be in throughout Golis, and Hashem's behind the scenes. He is orchestrating our existence in Golos, but it's like an Aryeh, the lion, is roaring. But there will come a time, Ki Hu Yishag, that Hashem himself will openly roar and bring us back to the Beis HaMikdash and bring us all back to serve with Malchus Beis David. V'yarchadu benim yam, and at that time the banim will be scared, will be awed from the yam, from the west, and they will come back. Yechadu ketzipar mimitzrayim ukariyar mi'aretz Asher, like birds all over, they'll come back. V'oshavtim al bateim nu Hashem, and I will settle them back into their homes. Again, a positive perek, in a sense, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yes, with all the things that you've done, there won't be a full rejection. There'll be Kibbutz Goliath. It's a beautiful phrase here. There'll be a lion, says the Radak. What does that mean? There'll be a lion to bring us back in Golus, either Al Yadei Navi, O Os Umofes, Sheyishlach. Either Hashem's going to send the prophet or some type of sign. So there hasn't been a Navi yet. Has there been a sign? Has Hashem done Nisim and Eflos over the past couple hundred years, bringing the Jews back? So we like to think that the Os and the Mofes has already come. Hopefully they'll be more open. Os and Mofesim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us to all come back and trying. But again, that's what the Radak says here, that it is Al Yadei Navi, O Os Umofes Yishlach. We daven for the day that they'll be open, Os and Mofesim, even more than we have had. And by Hashem, all will come back, and we'll celebrate at the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, that takes us through Yud Aleph. As we continue, three more prakim left here in Sefer Hosheah.